module held 10 births, and accessing each berth was itself an awkward process, so it wasn't possible to visit more than a small fraction of the Momios in a single day. Yet, throughout his climb to second-in-command, Sky had never allowed himself to spend too much time away from the sleepers. The task of visiting them all, checking on their progress, had, however, become easier with each year. Now and then one of the sleeper berths failed, ensuring that the Momio could never be revived. Sky had mapped the dead laboriously, noting clusters which might signify some rogue support system, but by and large the deaths were distributed randomly along the spine. It was all that could be expected from such ancient machinery, both delicate and highly experimental at the time the flotilla had departed. Messages from back home suggested that they had made great improvements in cryonics technology, advances which would have made these sleeper caskets look scarcely more civilized than Egyptian sarcophagi. But that didn't help anyone on the flotilla. It was far too risky to try to improve the existing berths. Sky and Norquinco crawled through the hull until they reached the first sleeper module. They emerged into one of the 10 berths spaced around its circumference. Sensing them, pressure had flooded into the chamber. Lights warmed and status displays came alive, but it remained deathly cold. "This one's dead, Sky." "I know." Norquinco had not visited many of the sleepers before. This was the first time Sky had felt it necessary to have him along. "I marked this one down as a failure on one of my earlier inspections." The casket's warning icons were pulsing all the shades of hell to no avail. The glass cover remained hermetic, and Sky had to peer close to satisfy himself that the sleeper really was dead, and not about to become the victim of malfunctioning readouts. But there was no arguing with the mummified form he glimpsed within. He glanced at the sleeper's nameplate, checked it against his list, and was satisfied that his judgment before had been wise. Sky left the chamber, Norquinco following him, and they moved along to the next. Similar story, another dead passenger killed by a similar error. No point even thinking about keeping this one thawed. There was unlikely to be a single intact cell anywhere in her body. "What a waste," Norquinco said. "I don't know," Sky said. "Maybe some good can come of these deaths. Norquinco, I've brought you here for a reason. I want you to listen carefully and be very certain that nothing I say goes beyond these walls. Understand? I wondered why you wanted to meet me again. It's been a few years, Sky." Sky nodded. "Yes, and there have been a lot of changes. I've kept my eye on you, though. I've watched you find a niche for your skills, and I've seen how good you are at your job. The same goes for Gomez, but I've already spoken to him." "What is this all about, Sky?" "Two things, really. I'll come to the most urgent in a moment. First of all, I want to ask you about something technical. What do you know about these modules?"
"What I need to know? No more and no less. There are 96 of them spaced along the spine, 10 sleepers to each."
"Yes, and a lot of those sleepers are dead now."
"I don't follow, Sky."
"They're dead mass. Not just the sleepers, but all the useless machinery which is no longer being used to support them. Add it up, and it's a sizable fraction of the ship's total mass."
"I still don't follow."
Sky sighed, wondering why nothing was ever as clear to other people as it was to him. "We don't need that mass anymore. Right now it doesn't hurt us, but as soon as we start slowing down, it'll prevent us breaking as fast as we'd like. Shall I spell it out? That means if we want to come to a stop around 61 Cygni A, we have to start slowing down sooner than we'd otherwise need to. On the other hand, if we could detach the modules we don't need now, we'd be